Unit 4. Wild Animals. Comic strip, page 54.
Oh, your food looks delicious. Can I have some?
No. If you eat my food, I won't talk to you.
If I don't have food, I die. Eddie, please.
Sorry, hobo. If I don't have food, I die too. If I die, no one will look after you.
Reading, page 56. Part A. Giant Pandas. Millie found a report on giant pandas on the internet. She printed it out so that she could read it later. Here is the report.
The story of Shi Wang. I first saw the baby panda when she was only 10 days old. She looked like a white mouse. We called her Shi Wang. It means hope. When Shi Wang was born, she weighed just 100 grams. At 4 months, she weighed about 10 kilograms. And she started to go outside her home for the first time. 8 months later, she was not a small baby anymore. She grew into a healthy young giant panda and weighed 35 kilograms. At the very beginning, Shi Wang drank her mother's milk for up to 14 hours a day. When she was 6 months old, she started to eat bamboo shoots and leaves. When Shi Wang was 20 months old, she had to look after herself because her mother had another baby. Sadly, it is very difficult for giant pandas to survive in the wild. Here are some of the problems that Shi Wang may have in the future. If hunters catch a giant panda, they will kill it for its fur. If farmers cut down trees and forests, giant pandas will have nowhere to live. Mothers often leave baby pandas for 2 whole days on their own. If people find baby pandas alone, they will often take them away. They think that the baby pandas need help. If giant pandas are in danger, what can we do? We can take the following actions to protect giant pandas. Make giant panda reserves bigger.
Build more reserves.
Encourage farmers to leave the giant panda reserves. If we do nothing, soon there will be no giant pandas in the world.
Integrated skills. Part A. Helping wild animals. Part A1, page 64. Amy and Millie want to help wild animals. They are reading a book about animals. Listen to their conversation. Help them complete the fact sheets.
We must decide which kind of animal we want to help. Let's look in this book of animals.
Wow, what's that?
I think it's a tiger. It's the largest living cat in the world.
It looks very big and strong. I love its bright eyes.
You know, tigers have the brightest eyes of all animals on earth.
Look at its yellow fur and black stripes. It looks so beautiful.
Yes, and tigers can run very fast too. They're also very good at hunting other animals.
Are tigers your favorite animals?
I like tigers, but they aren't my favorite animals. My favorite animals are wolves.
Why?
Wolves aren't very big, and I like their gray fur. It is 5 to 6 centimeters long. They have very good eyesight, hearing, and smell, too.
Are wolves friendly animals?
Yes, they are. They're friendly towards each other. They often work as a team and never attack people. Also, They only kill for food, but not for fun.
What kinds of food do wolves eat?
They eat all kinds of animals. They also eat insects and snails. Sometimes they eat vegetables too.
Oh, that's very healthy eating.
Part B, page 65. Speak up. Expressing opinions. Your aunt likes buying animal fur. You want her to stop. Work in pairs. Use Millie's conversation with her mum as a model. Replace the underlined words with your own ideas.
Mum, I think you should not buy clothes made of animal fur.
Why? They look lovely on me.
Many animals lose their lives because people buy animal fur. I don't think that's right. People should protect animals.
If I don't buy them, someone else will buy them.
If no one buys animal fur, then people won't kill wild animals anymore.
Maybe you're right. Okay, I will not buy animal fur anymore. Pronunciation, page 66. Saying conditional sentences. Part A. Listen to Simon's report on wolves.
1. Many wild animals will die if we don't help. 2. Wolves won't survive if we don't give them good forest areas. 3. They are peaceful animals if they live in family groups. 4. If we continue to build roads, they won't have suitable homes. 5. If farmers continue to make new farmland, wild animals won't get enough food.
Part B. Listen to Millie's report on elephants. Put a rising arrow above the words where her voice rises. Put a falling arrow above the words where her voice falls.
1. If hunters see an elephant in the wild, they'll kill it. 2. Hunters will make a lot of money if they sell elephants' tusks. 3. Elephants help farmers if people train them. 4. There won't be any elephants if we don't protect them. 5. If we don't help these wild animals, they'll all die soon.
Main task. Writing a report. Part A. Page 67. Many wild animals are in danger. The Wild Animals Club is asking its members to write about this problem for the club newsletter. Here is Millie's report on giant pandas. Report. Giant pandas are in danger. Giant pandas are beautiful black and white animals. They look like bears. They live in China. They are very quiet and peaceful. They eat bamboo shoots and leaves. They never eat meat. Baby giant pandas spend a lot of time drinking their mum's milk. Up to 14 hours a day. Mother giant pandas have only one or two babies at a time. When the babies are born, they look like little white mice. There are only about 1,000 giant pandas in the world now. Their number is getting smaller and smaller.
because their living areas are becoming farmlands. If farmers keep taking the land, giant pandas will have nowhere to live. Also, people hunt them for their fur. If this continues, then there will be no giant pandas in the world. So, what action can the club take? We should write to newspapers and magazines about the giant pandas in China. We should tell them about the problems for giant pandas. If more people know about these problems, then maybe they will do something to help.